rezoning at 445 River Avenue under file DAZ 213 of 2014. I believe the applicant is first on your list there.
Yes, he is. Wayne Bolin Bowman. Come on down, Wayne. As I take this moment, set up. I'll take this moment because now we're heading into large crowds situation, which is all great. Everybody has a democratic right to speak tonight for 10 minutes. That is your right. So what I'm going to say next, if you want to speak, please do. However, if you have someone who's already spoken your points, we do listen. We have heard it. If you want to come down and reiterate that point over and over again, that is, again, your right. But we do listen to it. So you don't have to come down when we call your name, either in opposition or support. That's just to make sure. The second thing we wanted to really stress is this is a public hearing for the city councilors to listen to your views in the most unbiased way possible. So therefore, we ask your indulgence. No clapping, no supporting each other, no hissing on the other side, none of that. Let's full decorum here. Respect each other, even though it's difficult at times with these processes, but we expect it from everybody to respect everybody's right to speak and be heard. But you don't have to. So, like, for example, I have a lot of people in support of this next application. You don't all have to come down.
It's nice to have that many people who aren't, like, angry about something.
Well, we got other piles, so yeah.
This is something
I awesome. Good.
I'm so excited.
Fine. Okay. Well,
15 minutes.
Okay. Combination, about 15 minutes or so. Okay. Also with us tonight are a variety of folks that are stakeholders, and that's Jeff Langan, chair of the Gas Station Arts Center; Nick Walchuk, executive director; Rhea Cavanaugh, who's the executive director of the Performing Arts Lodge; and there's folks from the Old Grace Hospital Co-op; Carl Falk from DSI Tandem; and many other guests, supporters, board members, and so forth that are part of the stakeholder group. We have been favored with the assignment of looking at a new home for the Gas Station Arts Center. Lakeview is very excited about this opportunity, and as we walk our way through the presentation tonight and look at some plans, I hope that you too will see what we have in mind for that very important corner in Osborne Village. But first, the why. Why are we doing this? Why is Gas Station Arts Center involved in trying to look at a new development? And like any charitable organization and arts group, the Gas Station Arts Center is constantly seeking annual funding for their operations. As you know, the Gas Station Arts Center right now is located in an older Esso gas station that's been there for many decades and has its challenges operationally, and find that building no longer is functional for their operation. As each year now, they are exceeding 250 events per year. That's a busy place, and they're looking for a new home. But at the core of this was the development is one that needs to be ensure the financial stability of the Gas Station Arts Center. They have a success and a track record that has demonstrated to the public that they're there, they're going to be there for a long time, and now they want to move forward with the new development. Through consultation with the stakeholders in the community, we prepared a development strategy for the Gas Station Arts Center that on lands that they own, the northeast corner of River and Osborne. The strategy has been developed with four overarching goals to create a one-of-a-kind, only-in-Manitoba project. And those four goals are establish a financial model for the Gas Station Arts Center, which ensure long-term financial stability, develop a mixed-use facility, which will reflect the richness and dynamism of the Osborne Village community, establish a housing cooperative, which will include affordable housing and market housing that will be available to a wide range of residents, and develop a project, which will stand as a landmark and gateway for the village, celebrating the special character and vitality of River and Osborne. Our vision. In advancing the vision for this exciting development, we have met a number of occasions with the city's planning division. The administration has been extremely helpful as we sought to address the various issues and concerns respecting the city's planning criteria and Osborne Village Area Plan. Back in the summer of 2012, some 24 stakeholders and area community leaders met. As a result of this meeting, a preliminary feasibility study for the Gas Station Arts Center was prepared and has served as a basis for the proposed development. And the underlying goals that came out of that feasibility study provide a reliable financial base of operations, make a positive contribution to the rich urban environment and cultural fabric of the village, and launch a new era of vitality and cultural presence for the Gas Station Arts Center. The theater is an integral part of the complex, of the proposed complex, and of the community. There's an outdoor gathering plaza that, in combination with Villa Cabrini, will create a neighborhood gathering place. We plan on some commercial uses that will build on the special character of the village, and the housing catering to a wide range of demographics, artists and students, seniors, people who can pay market rents, and people who are looking for affordable housing. I might just add that just today, a couple hours ago, we made a submission to the Manitoba Housing for affordable housing in response to an RFP that they had, and we hope that we're going to obtain some provincial support for that. The new Gas Station Arts Center, with all its parts, will become a landmark structure within one of Canada's most diverse and densely populated neighborhoods. When you see the rendering that we have prepared, I trust you will share that excitement. What we're proposing is a 9-story mixed-use project. At the base will be a 300-seat theater. And over top of that will be 82 units of co-op housing. There will be some commercial spaces, and we hope that those commercial spaces will include Subway, who is already on the site. We hope to attract a walk-in clinic, and we hope to attract a credit union, financial institution. Off-street parking will be accommodated in an underground parkade, 55, 60 stalls, and also in that parkade will be secured bicycle storage. So the financial stability of the Gas Station Arts Center will be achieved through the commercial leases. The housing above will help support the parking revenues generated out of the parkade, and of course, Gas Station Arts Center themselves with their ongoing operations. Important character and contribution to the community. The center has been and continues to be a place of cultural exchange. The theater and the arts, that's where they meet. The plaza will become a neighborhood meeting place. And again, the variety of residents, all demographics, will contribute to the diversity of the village and the Gas Station Arts Center. And, as you will see, the physical presence of the proposed development. Sustainability, well, that's important for us as citizens and also for developers. We are planning a green building, incorporating many energy efficiencies and involving Manitoba Hydro's Power Smart program. Interestingly, this is one of Winnipeg's busiest corners for transit users. And that bus stop that's on the east side, which is already on Gas Station Theater lands, will be incorporated in our development. So we are embracing that. We are going to search for all kinds of technology that will help in the operations of the building. So I referred back the summer of 2012 that stakeholder meeting was the basis of for the development, and that gave us the confirmation and the direction from these local entrepreneurs that are in the neighborhood. And it was that was what moved us forward then into the next stage. On a very blustery day in January 26, I think that was every day in January this year, we had over 80 people show up at an open house. Very good dialogue, very good questions. We were thrilled by the response and the strong support that we received from the vast majority of the people that attended. What are we asking for? We're asking for a rezoning. Right now, the property is zoned C2. Through discussions with the planning, we have landed on a residential mixed-use designation with an attached PDO2, which addresses the density and the variances required to build a 9-story structure of this magnitude. We have, in all respects, sought the advice of and have worked very closely with the administration in putting this presentation together. And I want to say once again that the administration has been most helpful in our discussions and have provided valuable advice in our planning process. And now the pictures. Steve?
Thank you all for this opportunity to present what we have been working on. Can you hear me? I'm often accused of not speaking loudly enough. So.
That's better.
Okay. And I'll go through this as quickly as I can. Of course, the impetus for this project is the development of a new theater, a 300-seat theater. This is a theater of exactly the same size, so it gives you a sense of scale and, we hope, level of finish for the theater and all of the related spaces. No, it's 200.
It's 200 and
232.
Now, right?
It's going to be 300. No, the picture is of 300 of the same size. Yes,
okay.
And these are things you all know, but they are very important as a framework for reminding us of the framework in which we are building. It's a very highly mixed-use environment, unusually high density for a city on the prairies, elected by a lot of knowledgeable people over many times as one of the best neighborhoods in Canada. The Gas Station Arts Center is a secure part of the community, has been for 40 years, and our goal underlying all this is to enrich the life through many, many avenues in this part of the city. Those of you will all know the neighborhood, obviously it's a key corner in the city. This diagram really is reminding us that it's a very busy corner. The red indicates car traffic, which is heavy, and the yellow indicates pedestrian traffic. So unlike some sidewalks in the city, we have a lot of people walking in this neighborhood. And, of course, as Wayne mentioned, the bus service there and the two stops opposite each other on Osborne are the two busiest stops in the city. So we really are part of the city here. This is a very simplified diagram of a theater, just to make you give you a reminder. We have a crush space, the term we usually use for where the people come in intermission, where you have a lot of people, the seating for the theater and the stage, and backstage services, the immediate space that serves the actual performances during a theater. This is actually done at scale with the site to show you that the theater itself, to be a full-fledged theater and work well on the site, will have to be, well, it basically fills the site. In order to put everything else on there, we'd have to be fairly inventive. But it's a good reminder of the scale. In order to actually make it work, it takes that big a footprint to do it. One of the things we've worked very hard, I think is very important, is to remind ourselves that this is a busy urban place, not just that there's traffic we have to deal with, but it's a vital urban environment with a wide range of things going on. So we want to develop in a way that can help support that. And that led to a critical section, the cross-section in the building, in the lower parts, where you sit here in the theater, the stage is here, backstage services are here and above. But the theater rises up to the second floor, and the main entry space is on the second floor. And it was a major design decision to get people up above, where when we have events, they're kind of the sparkle in the neighborhood, but also allows us to have commercial space on the ground floor, which is there every day, all day, and encourages or provides continuity with the character of the village, where we, in fact, have continuous commercial space along the streets. So the basic organization is on the ground floor, commercial, entry area, theater, services, and main entry for the housing along River and Osborne. With entry points and see-through points through the windows, which is an important part of the city, around the entire perimeter of the public streets. A bus stop, of course, as Wayne mentioned, is an integral part of the development. We thought pretty hard about how to deal with public space, and as Wayne had mentioned as well, we think there's an excellent opportunity to develop a public space here, which is with our space and the Villa Cabrini, and we've met with them, and this is moving forward. It's across from the church, a bit more quiet, and a place to settle down compared to the active corner. And the diagram that we're using in terms of sequence of urban space is the new kind of joined plaza, a strong urban corner which fits the character of the neighborhood, and already a small space that's recently built across the street with the Liquor Commission and the coffee shop. So this is a very schematic view of the building. There's a model here which maybe we can pass around. The purple is the commercial. The red first two floors is theater. As the building grew up, of course, we had lots of roofs, and the roofs have become a real integral part of the project. We've celebrated the roofs by making it into a series of plazas and courtyards for units. So we have really little townhouses spreading out of what's a really large project. And, of course, we have the opportunity on the overall roof, the real roof of the big building, to be green as well. And we have another hope, which we hope to be able to realize, and we're talking to people about it now, to actually make the roof really, really green by having horticultural development there and actually private sector, commercial, urban agriculture. So those wheels are turning, and our zoning request allows us to do that if we can make it happen. We're very optimistic that we can. Another part of that will be artist studios and gathering areas for the community areas for the residents of the project. This is a model which we just passed around. It's actually a little earlier version because we cut this back, part of our negotiations with the city. But this is the building we hope to build. This is on Osborne and River here, going up to the upper level. This is where people will be congregating during theater events, commercial gathering and activities below, the bus stop built in, and residences rising up. A communal space becoming a bit of a beacon and an overlook onto the site. The view from the east, this is the entry plaza, which grows into the plaza of Villa Cabrini here. Large canopy giving entry to all the parts. Signage, which we hope will be reflecting the events in the theater. Large entry hall and units with their rooftop gardens. So that's the project which we are proposing. And I did it, so.
Wow. Incorporating our bookmark into this somehow?
Absolutely. We haven't figured out where I have to say, okay. But we know about
I'm
it.
I'm sure you'll find
a
way.
Yeah, we have
made a commitment to them. I'm sure they'll be excited
about it. Any questions, okay. Councillor Gervasi?
No, I'm not at this time. No.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Again, out of the excellent presentation, and that I don't see anybody in opposition.
There's one person for information.
And one person for information.
Just read out.
I will start with reading out the names. I'm just going to keep reading them until I see a lineup of people, and then I'll stop reading them. So if you do hear your name and you do want to speak, just come on down. If you just want to acknowledge that you're here, you can just raise your hand. Okay? We're good? We're good? All right. Brent Kelstick and Anna Tabaguro. Okay, moving on. This is all in support. Ray Kavanaugh.
Yep.
Marilyn Boyle. Nick Kalachuk.
Kalachuk.
Oh, Kowalczyk. Sorry, that's a cool. Sorry, I should have known that one. Dave Brown. Jeff Langen. Harry Neckel. Nelkin.
He's coming down.
I know. They're coming. I'm looking forward to it. Cynthia Ann Newman. Moving on. Vicky Rene, Jessica Irvine, and I'll do one more. Is there anybody down there to speak?
There's one person.
Shirley Gerson. Come on up when you're ready to speak. So whoever wants to go first, just tell us your name and tell us what's going on.
Oh, and
what's going on? Just one sec.
That's probably a different issue.
Just add a little part.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He's here for something.
Okay. Well, who knows? You want to go to a form. If anybody has a form that hasn't registered and wants to register, please do so. Go right ahead. Just state your name and address for the record, please.
Hi. My name is Harry Nelkin. I'm a member of board member of PAL. I've been a member of the professional associations of ACTRA and Canadian Actors Equity for 35 years. And I've been a resident of Osborne Village 28 years consecutively and almost 40 altogether. I'm officially of retirement age. I love Osborne Village. My partner Cynthia and I live on Stradbrook Avenue, and we are so excited about the prospect of being residents in a kind of state-of-the-art and functional facility as was proposed. We don't want to leave the village, and it's exciting that there will be an affordable housing component, and we will be integrated with members of Old Grace Hospital Co-op and Market Value Rentals and as it's planned now, PAL, Performing Arts Lodge members, will be occupying about 20% of the 80-unit facility, and it would be really exciting to have a new lease on living. Many of us who are of retirement age are still very active in the arts community, like engaged, and there'll be a mix of young and old, and it'll be a sense of community to which I am very much looking forward to. And I just will close by saying, what's not to like? Yeah, thanks.
I'm gay. Stephen Kohlmeier.
He's already spoken.
Stephen did.
He was the architect.
Oh, he's in that list. Jim Bell. John Silver, Debbie Patterson, Carl Falk, Russ Myrna, I see the people on that side, Susan Weldon, Susan, I think, Cameron, yeah, good, Richard Walls, going once, going twice. Over that way. Oh, we got a breaker. Okay, move on. Give me a whiplash. Catherine Ann Fowler. I do this way and I go back this way. Oh, no, she's on that side. J. Craig Olfanat.
Peter Oliphant, you're good. Heather Oliphant, good. Wait for that one. Lori Stepaniak. Yeah, there we go. Katerina Kupka, I think it says. Kupka?
Yes,
sure.
Hi. She's there.
Thank you. Megan McArton. Thank you. Jerry Nolt. I didn't see him. Jerry Nolt, okay. Harry Haidt.
Oh, here's Jerry.
Coming on down? Someone coming down? Oh, there he is.
Good evening. My name is Jerry Nolt. I've lived at 400 Stradbrook for about over a year. I'm in favor of this project in the same way that, say, at 3 in the morning in that corner, it's empty, deserted. There's business open 24 hours a day around there, but nobody's there. They even almost beg you for customers. It's like this little theater there. It's like, I've not been there very often. It's like a little shack with a lot of land around it, and it's not the best use of land in anywhere you might want to. It's not like a church where you must conserve it and respect and not make any changes, but this needs to be done. It's like the old Eaton building that's gone, and you're not making any money. The city will make a lot more money when it has this building. I don't see why it's only 9 stories, but my building is about 15 stories high. Nobody complains, and I can see it from a distance, and I can tell people, that's where I live. This, in a sense, is what I had in mind. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions? No. See you then. Thank you very much. Harry Haidt. Wave. And last, John Wintrop. You're good? Is there anybody else that would wish to register in support of the application? Anybody? Anyone? Give me one more chance. Seeing none. That's all I got.
Okay,
so I'm also going to ask, is anybody here who wishes to speak in opposition to the application? Seeing none, going once, going twice. Anybody here who wishes to receive information that has not registered? Going once, going twice. So moved. That's
okay.
It?
Okay. I think I'm ready to go ahead.
Oh, and the applicant, by all means. No, he can't come back. There's nothing
else
to say. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's no one came in opposition.
There's no one who said anything to rebut, so.
Fair enough. So we're moving on.
Okay.
Rezoning, 445 River.
I would move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All in favor? I'll get you.
I move the receipt of public representations be concluded.
So moved.